Good morning. It is lovely to see you all. As Alex said, my name is Helen. I'm here as part of the staff here at St. Leonard's. It's lovely to see everybody this morning. Isn't it a beautiful day? Everyone having a good day? Good morning. Some smiles, some a bit sleepy. We haven't met yet. I would love to meet you at the end of the service. If you're new to St. Leonard's, don't forget we have the Connect desk at the back. So come and fill out a Connect form. We'd love to try and encourage you to connect in as much as possible. So today we are going to be continuing our preaching series called Practicing the Way. And I don't know if many of you know or have noticed, but this is based on a book and a course written by John Mark Comer. There's a brilliant website. If you haven't checked it out already, do check it out. It's got some great resources on there that are really helpful. And the idea is that there are 9 practices in our Christian walk that can help us be with Jesus, become like him, and do as he did. So far, I'm actually going to test you. We've looked at 5 already. Can anyone remember what the 5 are that we've looked at already? Any kids? Can you remember what we've done at kids' church too? Because you've been doing it on Sunday mornings as well. Should I give you a clue? Oh, Piper, yeah. What can you remember? Oh, the mind's gone blank. It's tricky. What did you do last week? The Bible, scripture. Well done. Round of applause for Piper, everybody. Can anyone remember any of the other 4 that we've done? Any grown-ups in the room? Fasting, yes, great. Solitude, yeah, I like it. Prayer, well done, Clive. There's one more. Generosity, well done, everybody. And so this morning, we're going to be looking at community. Now, kids, I have a craft for you guys to do whilst I am talking that will help you engage with it. So we are going to make wooden spoon people, because we're going to make a community of wooden spoon people to show us how community looks like. So I'm going to hand these out to Sophie. Thank you so much. And there's the example. And there's some pens over there, team. So, what is community? It's a bit crazy this morning, isn't it? What is community? I'd love some people to shout out. I don't want me to just be talking all the time. So kids, what do you think is community? Anyone? No, blank faces. Anyone? Yeah, I know everyone's too much in the craft. Community, family, togetherness. Say that again. Friends, yes, love it. Community means people who belong together. Now, our big line for today is community happens with commitment. And I would love us all to say this together, because we're going to say this together quite a lot. So after 3, we're all going to say community happens with commitment. 1, 2, 3. Love it. Well done, everybody. So we were made for community. Let me ask you, how many of you love a good meal with friends and family? Yeah. Hands up if you like a roast dinner as your favourite meal with friends and family. Oh, okay. Pizza? We've got a pizza oven. I love doing pizza when we have lots of people around. Or maybe even a picnic. Now, if you imagine sitting at a table, but you're sitting alone, how does that feel? It's not so fun, is it? We have more stuff in our generation than any other generation before us. We've got phones, we've got cars, Netflix, and actually our world is full of people and ways to communicate with people now. We've got email, we've got phones, we've got messages. We're constantly, my iPhone is, or my Apple Watch is constantly dinging with messages from different people. But actually, a huge amount of people in our society feel lonely. From the very start in Genesis 1, God said, "Let us make mankind in our image." God himself is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's community already. And because we're made in his image, we're designed for connection. When God made people, he made us to reflect that love that is in the Trinity, to need one another, to live with one another. We were never meant to do life alone. And loneliness doesn't just make us sad. It actually stops us from becoming the kind of people that Jesus calls us to be. People of love. We only get to practice love and learn how to love when we're in community. And the good news is that Jesus has a better way. He invites us to his table to live as his family together. Our culture says, you do you, I'll do me, we'll be separate. But Jesus says, follow me together, even in the chaos. At St. Leonard's, we say we're a family on a mission. People who don't just come to church, but belong to one another and shine together for our city. Because, and we're going to say this together, community happens with commitment. Yeah, great. When Jesus walked the earth, he didn't just build big buildings. He didn't start big programs. He didn't even start a religion. He started a family. In Mark 3, he looks around at his followers and says, here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does God's will is my family. He built community around a table. He gathered all sorts of different people, fishermen, tax collectors, doubters, dreamers, and he ate with them often. The church isn't just a building or a Sunday event. It's God's family gathered around a table, around Jesus' table, where we can find light and freedom. Zacchaeus found freedom from greed. Peter found freedom from shame. And at the Last Supper, when Jesus broke bread, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. He took an ordinary meal of bread and wine and made it holy. And we're going to do communion in a bit together as well. The early church met in homes, they shared meals, they prayed together, and they did that daily. Why? Because something powerful happens when we eat together. We slow down, we take time to listen to one another, we truly see each other and engage with one another. And in practicing the way, John Mark Comer says, the center of gravity in the early church was the table. We're called to be family around Jesus' table. And at St. Leonard's, that might mean you have Sunday lunch with someone you don't know. Maybe it's dinner with your small group. Maybe it's a pub lunch after the service or a coffee with a neighbor or friend. When we share food, we practice love. And that's why we have small groups during the week. And we gather here every Sunday, not just to attend a service, but to be church, a beacon of light for Hove, a place of freedom for anyone who walks through the doors. Now, I'd love us to imagine some circles. You're all a bit busy, aren't you? But we're going to draw some circles with our fingers, everybody, just to engage our bodies. It's good to engage our bodies when we're learning, isn't it? So John Mark Comer talks about community happens in circles. So we've got little circles, and then they get slightly bigger, and then they get slightly bigger, and then they get really, really big. Great, you can stop drawing circles. You all look hilarious. So John Mark Comer talks about that there are four circles of belonging at church. You've got the really small circle, the intimate group of people, your closest friends or family, the people who really know you really well. Then you've got your kin, which is the next slightly bigger circle. 15 to 50 people in that kind of circle. Maybe it's your small group, your serving team, your crew. The 9 a.m. laughed at that when I used that word. That's where you're known and you're loved. Then you've got the next bigger circle, which is your village. And normally that's about 150 people. So I'd say that's our St. Leonard's family, is your village. All of us here working together, worshipping, praying and growing. And then the biggest circle that you've got is your tribe. So maybe you could say that's the HDB network or the Church of England or the church across the world. And we need all of these different circles to feel like we belong. But the small ones are where we grow most deeply. And that's why at St. Leonard's we keep saying, don't just come to church, belong to family. And that's how we shine as a light in this city. Because community happens with... There we go. Part of community is real family. We share joys and sorrows. Real family doesn't just share food, we share life. Community isn't just about being together, it's about being real together. The Bible says in Hebrews 10, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing so, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. encourage one another and don't give up meeting with one another. That means that when someone is happy, we celebrate together. When someone's sad, we sit with them. Sometimes we come to church and go, oh yeah, I'm fine. I've had a great week. I'm all good. Whereas actually, we're not. And Jesus shows us something completely different. In Mark 14, when he felt overwhelmed with sorrow, Jesus said to his closest friends, my soul is crushed with grief. Stay here with me. He didn't hide his pain. He shared it. And when we share our joys and our sorrows with one another, when we cry, when we laugh, when we pray, and when we celebrate together, something beautiful happens. Our time together becomes communion. It's real connection with one another and with God. So maybe this week, when you're at a meal with your family or your friends, or maybe you've gone out for coffee with someone, or maybe you're just seeing a friend, ask them what is one good thing and what is one hard thing from your week. That's how community grows deep roots, is to be really intentional with one another. Now, can we be honest? Community is not always easy, right? People are people. There's now as weird as folk, as I often say. Someone forgets to text you back. Someone offends us. Someone eats the last slice of cake without asking. But Jesus never gives up on messy people. He never walks away from us. He stays, he forgives, and he loves till the end. And I've got some actions. I don't know, kids, if you're all still busy. But we're going to stay. So we put our hand down like this. Then we forgive. Oh, hang on, I've got to. We forgive, and then we love. And that's what we want to do at St. Leonard's, isn't it? We want to be an authentic, grace-filled community where we keep loving, we keep forgiving, and we keep showing up for one another. The call of Jesus is not to find the perfect community. It's to stay and love and keep loving the imperfect one. In 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote to a church that was full of drama. There was jealousy, there was arguments, there was division, but yet he still calls them brothers and sisters. And true transformation happens when we stay, when we forgive, and when we keep showing up, because that's what a family does. At St. Leonard's, we want to be a church that doesn't give up on one another, but we choose to grow together, around tables, through the ups and the downs, learning to love like Jesus. Community happens with commitment. And when we choose to stay, even when it's hard, we show the world a different way, the way of grace and commitment. And at St. Leonard's, we're not perfect, but we stay, we forgive, and we love. Because family doesn't walk away, family leans in. Another way of us being community and family together is that we generously serve together. Community isn't about us. We love to be loving our community out there. At St. Leonard's, we want to be known not just for our Sundays, but for how we generously serve our communities and our neighborhoods. That's how we live together as a family on a mission, bringing light and freedom into the city, one small act of love at a time. Now, if I turn on my torch on my phone, it's not very light, is it? But if I ask you all to get out your phones and turn on your torch, suddenly together, there's a whole lot of light in this room. Oh, yeah, look, thanks, John. There's a light at the back. There we go. Every coffee shared, every meal cooked, every neighbor helped, it all helps shine the love of Jesus. So this week, here is your challenge. Share a meal with someone, either from church or not from church. Ask them what is good and what has been hard in your week this week. Be real, listen, pray for them, serve someone generously. Keep showing up, even when it's hard, because community happens with commitment. And that's how we become a family of light, freedom, and hope for our city. Shall we pray? Why don't we stand? Why don't we close our eyes? Sometimes that helps us focus. You can hold out your hands if you want to show Jesus that you're open to the Holy Spirit coming. Kids, we've talked a lot about how when we hold out our hands, we're expecting a good gift. Just like when our parents give us gifts at Christmas, you've got to hold out your hands in order to receive it. So we hold out our hands to just welcome the Holy Spirit. So let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have called us to be family on a mission. Thank you that we do not do this in our own strength. We cannot love like you have loved us without your Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and fill us now. Come and bind us together as a community. Come and make us family. Help us to be honest and real with one another. Help us to stay, love, and forgive each other, God. We love you, and we say that we are here for you. Would you teach us to love with wholehearted worship, to love with grace, and to stay when it's hard, and to shine as a beacon of light and be a place of freedom in Hove for people that haven't found you yet. God, would you make our community a place where you are glorified and that is full of your love. Amen.